court records, man who killed California police officers was on probation at time of shooting. By Amy Furr on June 16, 2022. The man who killed two policemen in El Monte, California, Tuesday was on probation for illegally carrying a firearm, according to court papers. The officers were identified as Corporal Michael Paredes and Officer Joseph Santana. The Los Angeles Times reported Wednesday, adding the gunman was identified as 35-year-old Justin Flores. Arrested in 2020 and charged with possessing methamphetamine, a handgun and ammunition, Flores pleaded no contest in February 2021 to possessing a firearm as a felon, records show. Prosecutors dropped the other charges. Flores, who previously served two prison terms for burglary and car theft, had been prohibited from carrying a gun since 2011. Though the gun conviction alone could have sent him to prison for 3 years, Flores was instead sentenced to 2 years probation and 20 days in jail, which he'd already served, a prosecutor said at a plea hearing. Flores was ordered not to possess any weapons, including guns, ammunition and knives, a transcript of the hearing shows. He was warned that if he breached these terms, he could be sent to prison for up to 3 years. In a social media post on Wednesday, the El Monte Police Department shared photos of Paredes and Santana and said they were killed while faithfully carrying out their sworn duties. Corporal Paredes and Officer Santana paid the ultimate sacrifice, while in performance of a noble profession, serving the community they loved, the city of El Monte wrote. On Tuesday, Paredes and Santana answered a call about a stabbing at the motel on Garvey Avenue, and a source told the Times the pair were fired upon once they knocked on the door of the room. After an exchange of gunfire, Flores reportedly fled the room and into the parking lot, where the policemen fired once more. They were transported to a hospital where they died while Flores died at the scene. Video footage showed the outside of the motel, and cell phone footage caught the sound of gunfire as officers got out of a vehicle parked in the street. Meanwhile, Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon faced more heavy criticism thanks to his policies that allowed the man to gun down the two officers, the New York Post reported Thursday. The woke prosecutor, already facing recall efforts, was blamed for cop killer Justin Flores, 35, being free when he gunned down El Monte Police Corporal Michael Paredes and Officer Joseph Santana on Tuesday, the outlet said.